5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Justin James.
Hey, how are you? Yes, 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 yes. I know. And I'm so sorry. I have been, you know, it's been a semester for me. And I'm going to just say that at the best of my ability. It has been an incredible semester for me. It has been an incredible busy semester for me. Let me just say this. I love my professors very, very, very much. And I know what they're doing to me is a wonderful thing, but man, I have a ton of reading and a kind of other things I'm working on. And as the school semester is about ready to change dramatically for me, and it's not just for me, it's for everyone in the United States right now. I've just been a little bit busy. And again, it's nothing personal for you. Thank you so much for all the emails. And trust me, I get them. And they're like, hey, when are you going to, where have you been? Well, I've been busy. And now, there's been a lot going on. And as you can tell, so let's not talk about me. Let's talk about what's going on, and let's talk about what we can do as Christians to be able to kind of look at this and say, what do we need to do? Well, first of all, I want to just applaud, and I mean literally, I want to applaud, and I want to just, man, I'm going to tell you, the pastors, let me tell you, if you have not thanked and literally give the appreciation to your church staff during this whole coronavirus, this is big. And the way they have handled the situation within the churches, the way that the churches have been literally been trying to be a good steward to the government, and be respectful to the insights of the government and of the CDC, let me tell you, they're taking an incredible amount of faith, and they're taking just trying to do the best they possibly can during this. Facebook has been blowing up like crazy right now. We're using social media. Churches are using social media more than ever before because they're now able to use the tools that we use in technology to be able to record and do live stream services. They're doing online services. There has been so many wonderful techniques and things that have been going out there. If you're a pastor, let me tell you, they're out there. I've been blessed to try to help and work and encouraging different ministers on how to do certain things. There's different technologies out there. So there's a lot out there. So please, if you're a Christian, if you're a pastor, if you're in a church and you're listening to this podcast, don't sit there in the corner and just say, no, my life, I can't do anything. No, actually, because of technology and social media, you're able to do more than ever before. Because you can literally speak to the masses all from your phone. Wow. You know, you can teach a class. Now, they're not one of our sponsors here, but I will say there is software out there that you can use for free. You can use Zoom, which is something that I use. Zoom. Now, I have one of the versions I paid for. Actually, I didn't pay for it. The ministry actually paid for it so that I'm able to connect with my people in my class, and we're able to still do the Bible lesson and things that we need to do because they're out there. They're out there. And you need to be prepared for this. And one of the big things of using technology in education is something that, you know, I've been kind of been around for a while with in the classrooms and using different things, but now we're able to use online sources. So don't be scared or don't be anxious for nothing because of what's going on. Now, I know I live in the DFW area, and I'm going to tell you there's a lot going on within there. Dallas County just shut down everything. Just recently, they just shut down. I think you can't go get your haircut or your nails done, you know, or any type of service that you need that will not allow you to stay away from 6 feet or something like that. So they shut down all of that. All the restaurants, all the bars are closed, which is a good thing, because I don't drink. But I feel bad for the employees of that. And again, I think Trump is still working on that. They're working on all this different things. So there's a lot going on. How are you? Just take a deep breath for a second and just say, God is good and God is moving in my life. You might not see it because sometimes I don't see it. Sometimes I'm opening and I'm reading and I'm doing these researches and these things that the professors and what I'm doing in my schooling. And sometimes I'm like, God, why? I'm serious. Why? And it could be because maybe I'm just kind of getting burned out. And I think I kind of am, to be honest with you. But, you know, I'm going to keep on pressing forward because I really like what the things I'm learning. And I'm like that I'm able to learn these things. And I love the people that I'm able to be in the classroom with. And it's amazing. But in the other side of it, you know, it's like, okay, I'm kind of, but we'll see what the Lord does. We'll see what the Lord does. We're going to try to make it through this semester, God willing. Okay, so that's a little bit about what's kind of going on with me. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that your family's safe, and I hope that, you know, things are going good in your life. This is going to be kind of a shorter podcast than normal because there is a lot going on, and I got to get back to studying. But because of all the emails and the calls and some of the things that I'm getting and saying, when are you going to do a next podcast? We miss you out there. Here it is. So the first thing I want to just address is this. There's a lot of things that are happening in the world. And there's a lot of criticism and a lot of fingers being pointed in all different directions. And let me tell you, as a Christian, we shouldn't be doing that. Not necessarily. I've seen all kinds of things on the spectacle. I mean, I've seen one pastor say, well, this is virus is a, you know, we're being judged because of abortion. Well, okay. And then I've seen another side of the spectrum saying, well, no, this is, you know, this is a blessing of God because of da-da-da-da-da, because we're now able to be at home. So they're out there. They're out there. The rhetoric is out there. Listen, I'm going to tell you a quick story right after we get from the break. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me just a couple of days ago. And I want to share it for several reasons. One, because I think it's important for me to share it. And two, I think we need to learn from it. But the most important thing, whatever is going on, we have to understand that God is in the midst of this. He has to be. He doesn't have to be. He is. So let me correct myself there. He is in the midst of this. And families are getting closer. Families are coming closer. And that's one of the most amazing things that are going on. The amount of information that families are doing now that are pushing, that are have to take care of their kids or children educationally at home, doing homeschool, working from home. There's a lot of good things kind of happening of this. Families are becoming closer, and that's a good thing. That's actually a very positive thing, because we need our families. We need each other, and we need to take care of our families. So, I people say, well, wait, what are you going to do? What are you? You're going to just sit by and you're going to let the government just, you know, da da da. No, they're not doing that. Here's the thing, though. For the reason why we're staying home, the reason why they don't want us to go out in public, the reason why, because they don't want it to spread. And that's really where it is. We don't want it to spread. We're going to try to nip it. They want to hopefully nip it off of the bud. I just read an article just before I got on the program here that's talking about there's a new form of testing that's going to be able to literally do it in 40 minutes instead of 48 hours. So that's a good thing. So there is positive things that are moving from this. And of course, there's going to be negative things like the economy. We'll get to that in a little bit. But listen, our hope is not on all of this material stuff. And if you're putting your hope in all the material stuff, in the stock market, in your ability to go to the store and get toilet paper, or to whatever it is, if you're putting your hope in this stuff, in security, you're putting your hope in the wrong reasons, because your security doesn't come from that. And our security should be coming from Christ. He should be the focus in this, not us, right? Right? Yeah, I know you're shaking your head. Yes, yes, yes. So let's focus on him. Let's not focus on me, per se. And I'm not talking about me. Yeah, please continue to listen to the program. But we're not talking about me. We're talking about who is in our life, who is the main primary focus in our life should be. And it should be Christ. It should be Christ, hands down. We shouldn't be worrying. We shouldn't be anxious. We shouldn't be fearful. Because here's the thing. What's the worst that can happen to you? I mean, seriously, what is the worst that can happen to you? Come on, I'll sit here and just wait a little bit. What's the worst that can happen to you? Okay, death. Well, if you have your hope in Christ, we're promised eternal salvation. So death has no sting on us. Oh, you see what I did there? Death has no sting on us because our hope, our eternal life, hope is based on Christ, not on some other thing that has nothing to do with anything else. Jesus already talked about this in John chapter 14. He talked about what it means to literally lean on him. And here's the thing. The church is doing that thing. The pastors out there, all of the tens and thousands of pastors out there, I applaud you, brothers, because y'all are doing exactly what you should be doing. You're preaching hope, and you're doing it necessarily not in the most orthodox way. You don't have to be in a pulpit. A lot of pastors are doing it from their homes. They're doing it right there on your desk. See, table studio, tie-in collection, you know, okay. So you're doing that, and that's a good thing. We had our Bible lesson today right here on my desk. And I had several of the people in my group were able to log in and were able to walk through the text. You see, there is hope, and that hope is in Christ. So I'm going to take a quick break real fast, but this is going to be a shorter podcast than normal, but I wanted to get something out there. Because one, I know some people were kind of like, "Hose, did Justin get the virus?" No, I didn't get the virus, but I do have a head cold, which is no fun. Have you ever had a head cold? Now, I'm going to tell you, going out in public, and I have to, right? Going out in public, you have to, let me tell you, I was out in public and I sneezed. Man, let me tell you. If anybody remember Monsters, Inc., right? And remember, there was a situation where in the movie, one of the monsters just came out of the children's room and he had a sock on his shoulder or something on the back. And they called whatever the code is and they started going crazy. The lights started flashing. They shut down all the shutters. And all of a sudden, all these people in these specialized suits, hazard suits, ran and they jumped on him. And they at the end, they kind of shaved him and pretty much made him naked and bared and all that, you know. Okay, well, I sneezed, and that's kind of what felt like it happened, because everyone looked at me like, "Oh, how dare you come out in public and sneeze?" Yeah. Anyway, I have a story I want to share with you, and it's a really important story. When I come right back, because hopefully we can learn something from it. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back right here on The Justin James Show.
You're listening to The Justin James Show.
Hey, friends. Do you have a heart for Christian counseling and coaching? Or have you studied counseling and coaching only to find it difficult to practice it in the real world? Or are you working somewhere else but find yourself daydreaming of helping others overcome their problems? Hi, I'm Pastor Tay, founder of the Titus 2 Ministry, and I want to invite you to join a unique training program that empowers you to practice your counseling and coaching in the real world. You know, there is a 90% failure rate when it comes to launching a successful counseling and coaching practice. Let's do something about that. You can join this online training wherever you are and on any device. This is exactly what you've been looking for. Go to www.titus2ministry.org and click services and then click Counselor Coach Training. We'll see you on the inside.
Summertime means great deals, and this is the deal for you. And this only ends in August, so listen up. I just got off the phone with my friend with Encore Home Theater. That's Joe, the owner. He said he's going to give my listeners a special summer deal on anything you need home theater-wise. This summer, only this summer, between now and August, let me tell you right now, you need to call him up. Do not hesitate. Do not hesitate whatsoever. The number is 469-877-3643. Again, that's 469-877-6343. Encore Home Theater. He's going to give you the most incredible price, and with 35 years experience, any question, anything you need, he is going to hook you up. Listen to me, listeners. I know Joe. He's a great guy. He loves the Lord, and he is ethical in what he does. It's 469-877-3643, Encore Home Theater. Don't you miss this deal.
If you need that aerial photo, there is no one else to call but O'Madden Aerial Photography. They are able to take stunning photos or videos of your place of business, home, worship, or just about anything you can think of. They are highly professional, and they use state-of-the-art drone technology. Realtors love aerial photography because they are able to show the entire house to their clients. And churches love to be able to see their whole building that the Lord has provided. Whatever your reason, now is the time to call 972-834-4890. That is 972-834-4890. Or check them out at omaddenaerialphotography.com. O'Madden Aerial Photography, the finest in the air.
You're listening to The Justin James Show.
Come on, you know you want to sing it. Because that's how we really fight our battles. We fight our battles because it's God who fights our battles. We fight our battles by praise. We fight our battles by prayer. We fight our battles by getting in the Word of God and trusting in Him. And it may look like we are surrounded by the enemies. I love that song by Michael W. Smith. I absolutely love that song. It is definitely one of my favorite songs. And of course, listen to it. It's by Michael W. Smith. It's incredible because this is how we need to be fighting our battles right now. We need to be fighting our battles in praise. We need to be fighting our battles in prayer. And we need to be fighting our battles in study. And no, I'm not just talking about college study or ministry or seminary study. I'm talking about actually getting in this word and studying it. But I know some of you are like, wait a minute, you're in seminary study. Yes and no. I'm talking personal. Okay, the three P's, ready? Praise, prayer, personal study. And of course, this is how we need to be fighting our battles. The three P's. Hey, I came up with something. See? But one of the things that I wanted to share with you is a story. And I wanted to kind of talk about this particular story. I was at Walmart. I was with my wife, and it was on, was it Friday? Yeah, I think it was on Friday. Friday evening, and yeah, it was Friday evening, and we were, of course, you know, getting stuff and trying to get what we needed to do for the weekend necessarily. And because, again, we don't know, there's a lot of uncertainties of what's going to happen. There's a lot of uncertainties. And we were there, and a couple of things that I noticed, and I want to just share with some things is, one, the people at Walmart, the other customers there, they were almost all, they weren't fighting over stuff. And it was only the essential stuff. And there's a couple of things that I learned from this. And there's another story about this too, the good, bad, and the ugly. The good thing is that people, it seemed like people genuinely cared. They were looking out for you know, everyone's well-being. They weren't being greedy. They weren't being, they were only buying what they needed to get, and they were following the rules, and there was no fighting going on, and everybody was being respectful of each other. It wasn't like a mad dash to certain things. Now, I've seen that, but it wasn't like that. It was more like, we're all in this together. Let's lock arms in a physical way. In a metaphorical way. We're not actually going to physically lock arms, of course, because we have to stay away from each other, what, 6 feet? Well, that's the good thing. The other good thing that I notice, and especially as a Christian for me, is that I would walk down the aisles and we noticed a couple of things. Of course, all the essential needs were all gone. I mean, I'm talking basic essential needs. I mean, all the canned goods were gone. All the toilet paper were gone. I'll get to that in a minute. All the cleaning supplies were gone. There was hardly no bleach. I think there was one thing of bleach there. And, you know, so it was like everything, all the major essential stuff was absolutely gone. There was no meat, zero meat. Just nada, wasn't there. Of course, I think you can go to the counter and you were able to get some stuff. I think we got some cold, some meat from the counter there. So there were some things there that just showed to me the good side of humanity, the way that we were being respectful to each other. The bad side is this, is exactly what socialism, and I know you're like, oh no, you're going to make a political statement of this. No. Here's the thing though. When you're looking at what supply and demand is in a socialism idea, we're only going to be able to get what we need. And there's no other thing that we really didn't, you know, need. And it was funny because I walked down, because the way the Walmart had it designed, you had the liquor on one side, the liquor freezers, because where we're at is not a dry area. And then on the other side, there was a couple of other things that we, I think there was some other types of, I forgot what it was, but we walked down the aisle and it seemed like none of the alcohol was touched. Nobody was buying any alcohol. In fact, I didn't see any alcohol whatsoever in the alcohol side. In fact, it seemed like nobody was buying alcohol at all. It's like they were only buying the essential stuff that they need. They weren't going to go in there and say, hey, let's get a 6-pack of Corona. Yeah. That was not even going on. So the bad side is that just kind of, I think this should give us a wake up call of what a flip of government will look like. Okay. So I'm going to throw that in the bad. The negative side. Now here's the ugly, the real ugly side. This is where I really want to get to. We were at Walmart and I said, honey, I gotta go. And so I walked into, I call it the Oval Office. It's kind of a joke. I heard it from a friend and it stuck with me. You know, some people call it the latrine. I know my Navy friends call it the head. I get that. Okay. So anyway, I went in there to do what you do in those places. Okay. And we're human. So I'm feeling awkward to talking about it, but we're human. We all do it. Okay. So I was in there, and afterwards I went and I washed my hands. Now, if you're around me, I wash my hands like a surgeon. Okay. I wash every finger. I wash up to the top of my wrist and sometimes into my forearm. I mean, I'm literally scrubbing and I'm washing my hands. And I like my hands clean. I like clean hands. Because I like clean hands. I don't like nasty hands. Okay. That's always been me. If that's just the way it is, and I'm okay with that. Well, when I walked in to this area, to this location, a Walmart employee walked in behind me. And I'm not going to call any names. I'm not going to say what location it was or anything like that. Okay. Just okay. But he walked in behind me. So I'm there at the sink and I'm washing my hands like a surgeon. And this guy comes out of the stall, literally, and walks right past me, right out of the restroom. Just beelines, just right out. Not even washing his hands. Now, I guarantee you, I will say this, he was doing business, okay? He walks out without washing his hands. I literally, there's two options that I wanted to do at this particular point. One, I wanted to come out of the restroom, and this is option number one. I wanted to come out of the restroom, and I wanted to scream at him at the top of my lungs to get in the restroom and wash his hands. Okay? I didn't do that. Let me repeat, I didn't do that. I wanted to do that. I should have done that. I went to my wife, and I said, this is what happened. I don't know what to do. And she's like, you need to go tell somebody. I said, you're right. So I went and I found the manager on duty and I told the manager on duty. I knew, you know, I gave him the description and, you know, this and that. I've seen him in the aisle before because we're walking up and down the aisles. And the manager's like, we're going to take care of it. And now the reason why I say that is not because of this Walmart or not because of this situation. It's because in general, I don't know how else to stress this. And this is just in general, and I think I've talked about this before. People, wash your hands, okay? Wash your hands, period. Ends your story, okay? Wash your hands, okay? If you have to do something and your hands are dirty, especially if you're using something with bodily fluid or anything, wash your hands, okay? Let me repeat it again. Wash your hands, period, okay? I don't know how else to stress this, okay? And if you're listening to this program, make sure you tell everyone around you. In fact, actually, we're going to do a preaching moment here, okay? Turn to your neighbor next to you and tell them to wash your hands. Now, I'm not talking spiritually. I'm talking physically, okay? Wash your hands. Because that was the most grossest thing, the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And I was so, I mean, I feel bad for the manager because her face turned so red, like, she was angry and in shame at the same time, but it needed to be addressed, especially now. You know what I'm saying? Wash your hands. All right. So, I mean, we can say it together, right? Wash your hands. Wash your hands. All right. So we need to make sure we're continuing to wash our hands, and we need to just take care of yourself, clean yourself. And this is just basic human hygiene stuff. I mean, just wash your hands. Guys, man, I'm talking to you. Eyeball to eyeball right here. Man, motto to motto. Man to man. Wash your hands. There is nothing masculine about a man not washing his hands. There's nothing about it. There's nothing. So wash your hands. Just please. Okay. That's just the end of story on that. But I want to end with this. In John chapter 14, it says, this is what Jesus is talking to his disciples. At the end of John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, peace I leave to you, my peace I give to you. Do not give in to the world as the world gives you. Your heart must not be troubled or fearful, for you have heard tell me, I'm going away and I'm coming to you. If you love me, you will rejoice, and I'm going to my Father, because the Father is greater than I, and I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe. And I will no longer talk with you much longer because the ruler of the world is coming and he has no power over me. And of course, he's talking about his crucifixion. On the contrary, I'm going away so that the world may know that I love the Father, just as the Father commanded me to do so. It says, get up. And now he's talking to his disciples. He means, get up, let's go leave the place. They're going to head to the Garden of Gethsemane now. But through here, he's talking about don't be fearful. Don't be worried. Don't let this place destroy your relationship with God. The disciples, their world was about ready to be rocked like never before. There, Jesus is going to get arrested. He's going to be sentenced. He's going to be crucified. And they're going to be scared. They're going to be naturally scared because they don't know what to do. And what Jesus is telling him right here is, listen, peace I leave to you. Whose peace are you in right now? Whose peace are you in right now? The other thing, and I want to end with this. If you're in peace with Christ, are you sharing that with people? Are you sharing your peace with God that you have with the Lord with other people right now? Or are you more frantic and more worried and fearful about everything else that's going on around you? You're missing this wonderful opportunity for you to be salt and light into this world. That's right. We're supposed to be salt and light of this world. We're supposed to be going out and making disciples. That means when this time happens, the world is looking at the church. They're looking at you. They're looking at me. They're looking at everyone who literally says, I am a Christian. I'm not going anywhere. That's who they're looking at. So they're looking at you. The non-believers are literally right now, they are frantic because they don't know where their toilet paper is going to be at. But we as Christians, we have peace. And I'm really genuinely peacing. You know, we have peace. We have literally genuine peace. And that peace that passes through all understanding. So we don't understand where this peace comes from. We just have it. And so the world's looking at us. So go out and be salt and light. Go out and be salt and light. Show the world that we have peace. Show the world that, hey, you know what? Here I am with the Lord, and I'm going to stand here. Well, so anyway, that's all I have for today. And we will then talk with you later. Have a wonderful week. We will talk with you right here on the Justin James Show next time. God bless you.
Justin James.